Despite an unemployment rate that was unchanged at 9.6%, the employment picture was looking pretty good as the economy generated 159,000 new private sector jobs last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on October 2010 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged at 9.6%, its level for the third consecutive month. The unemployment rate was the result of 76,000 more unemployed persons and 330,000 fewer employed persons, while the labor force, which had been expanding recently, declined by 254,000, and those not in the workforce increased by 462,000. In plain English, fewer people found jobs while more people were unemployed, but the unemployment rate was unchanged because the labor force also shrank in size. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported the private sector added 159,000 new jobs last month after job growth of 107,000 in September, which followed growth in August of 143,000. This is a pretty good performance considering private sector jobs were down 262,000 in October 2009. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector rose by a total of 5,000. The construction sector added 5,000 jobs in October, with some sectors shrinking, mainly the construction of buildings that lost 4,000 jobs, while others grew. Heavy and civil engineering was up 4,800, along with non-residential specialty trade contractors that added 7,300. Manufacturers, after dropping only 2,000 jobs in September, eliminated 7,000 in October. The private service providing sector picked up the pace by adding a net of 154,000 jobs last month, after growing by 111 in September. However, this performance can be characterized as mixed after looking into some of the subsectors that make up the entire services sector. The retail trade sector, with a total of about 14.5 million jobs, added to its inventory of jobs with a healthy gain of 27,900 jobs in October. It added 11,600 in September. Professional and business services was up 46,000 jobs in October, which was much better than the 19,000 job gain in September. Accounting and bookkeeping services crossed out 4,700 jobs. Computer systems design and related services, after growing by 2,700 in September, computed 7,500 more jobs in October, and management and technical consulting services slowed the pace slightly with a gain of 2,600 jobs in October after adding 3,300 in September. After the leisure and hospitality sector added 39,000 jobs in September, it eliminated 5,000 in October. But the accommodation and food services subsector, with a lion's share of jobs at around 11.3 million, added 21,000 in October, while arts, entertainment, and recreation punched the tickets for 26,000 jobs. Declined, if the exact meaning of the analogy is unclear. The number of government jobs was down a total of 8,000 jobs. The federal government eliminated a total of 1,000 jobs. Incidentally, the total number of temporary workers for the 2010 census is down to around 1,000. State government jobs were unchanged, and local government seemed to take a breather by cutting only 7,000 jobs in October after eliminating 79,000 in September. And now, on to temporary help services. Temporary help service jobs were up 1.6% in October, or added 34,900 jobs, to reach a level of 2,175,200. This was better than September's upwardly revised growth of 1.1%, or 23,800 jobs. The temporary help services sector has added more than 408,000 jobs since it started to add jobs a year ago, but it is still down about 475,000 jobs from its December 2006 peak. At this pace, temporary help services are only a couple of months away from the halfway mark to returning to its zenith. And temporary help services market share jumped in October to almost 1.7%. When temporary help services was at its lowest level during the recession, it was only 1.3% of all overall jobs. Last month was the fourth consecutive month that the number of private sector jobs rose by more than 100,000 per month. Thus far this year, private sector employment has grown by 1.1 million jobs, although in varying degrees in varying industries. October's growth of 159,000 was well above the 110,000 monthly average, indicating that momentum is growing for new job creation. But the fairly high and persistent unemployment rate of 9.6% is troubling but not unexpected during the early stage of an economic recovery. We've said it before and we'll say it again. The recession has left the employment economy in a very deep hole, and it will take some time to get back to the surface. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.